Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike McCormick. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball towards right. Post settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Post. Brandt tags and scores. Aparicio moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio scores. Robinson moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first, with McCormick covering, for the out. Hauser moves to second. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino strikes out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards the mound. McMahon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Smith pinch hits for Don McMahon. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino takes first base on ball 4. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bowens hits a pop-up in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Post takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Post moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Post scores. As Q moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Westock now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Post strikes out. Orsino drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Post out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Bowens chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bowens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alvis hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. T. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Luplow now playing right field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bowens is called out on strikes. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Orsino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.